I'm going to get an iPhone 4S today, Monday. And I'm walking along the quays in Cork alongside the River Lee, looking down at seagulls in the fluttering around, dipping themselves in the water on a day which has got a completely clear sky and is a little chilly. So I'm moving my account, my business, my custom from O2 to e-mobile. So e-mobile is the mobile, the newest mobile wing of Aircom, a company which is in about 5 billion. This is hovering in the back of my mind as I'm moving to them. But I suppose if they get into trouble, somebody will buy them, and all their customers who represent value will be safe. But anyway, I'm going to take on a new supplier, and I'm out of contract with O2, and I have been wooed, I suppose you'd say, by the Apple advertising campaign. You know, why move to an Apple 4S? Well, I'll tell you, I have been surviving with some increasing modern difficulties with an iPhone 3, which has got the which is 3G, which has got the basic operating system on it. I've never changed the operating system, and Apple have gone up two operating systems in the meanwhile, but I've been too nervous to update my operating system on the phone, so I haven't a clue what their OS 5 is actually going to be like. I had a little demonstration from somebody when I was in England recently of doing audio work on the iPhone 4S, and I was immensely impressed by how you could tell it to put an appointment into your diary by just speaking to the phone, and that you could do various other forms of things, audio control. And I thought, yeah, that would suit me, because it would mean I wouldn't have to type so much, and it might speed up things a little bit. So that's the thing. I'm also very attracted by what I hear about the Apple Video. I don't care too much about the camera, because I have a good camera myself, so that'll be fine. And I don't think I'm ever going to turn myself into a camera person on the iPhone, but I would like to do video, and I'm particularly attracted by this two-way video thing, in which you can I can video something and speak and have myself videoed at the same time, and I'm also, that would be useful for Skype, because I don't have any easy way at present other than plugging an extension into my laptop to get to do Skype video. There are probably other things that I should be looking forward to, but the main thing is that I'm going to do an audio today, which is about what happens during the day from the point now when I have nothing and I just walking around with passport and utility bill and O2 bill in my pocket, and I actually get it. And of course, I suppose I'll probably have to do another one afterwards to say how I got on with the switch in the telephone account from one to the other. So yeah, I'll come back in a little while. Let me try and pause this. I better explain the context. The shop into which I'm about to go is on the main street of Cork. So I'm now on the main street, and there are very few people walking around. Shops here in Cork don't really get going until 9:30. And so we'll see. And also, I walked past this shop yesterday. I found it very hard to pick up on the signs outside. So I nearly missed it. Anyway, I didn't miss it. So here we go. Now, it's got a bit later, and I have left the e-mobile shop, and I spent about 15 minutes in there. I handed over my passport, I handed over my O2 bill, I handed over, I waived a couple of utility bills, and the main thing that had to be done so far is they had to get all my bank account details, and they have to run a credit check on me with Apple. Now, this is came as a great surprise to me. I didn't know it was going to happen before today, but I found this out the other day. Apple do a credit check. Now, that's fair enough. It just means I have to go away and wait for Apple to respond to E-Mobile and say whether I'm credit worthy or not. What's the other thing that happened? Oh yes, this irritates me. The lady said to me that you'll be barred from making, from roaming and making international calls for 3 months. Now, this is impossible. I have no way of knowing whether I'm going to have to get on an airplane or will want to get on an airplane. I haven't got a ticket booked right now. But if I go to another country, I'll definitely want to roam. And secondly, I will... I have sons and family in the UK and business contacts in the UK, and there's no way I can do without the ability to phone them up. But as soon as I said that, she said, oh, do you not Skype them? And I thought, well, no, I don't. I use Skype sometimes, but not all the time. So anyway, that's something that has yet to be sorted out. So I'm now going to retire for breakfast until I hear back from E-Mobile to say that I've been cleared. Hi again, I'm talking to you now from Nash 19, where I'm having breakfast. The sound in the background is of people chatting over coffee and tea and bacon and sausages, and I have in front of me sausage, bacon and a scrambled egg and a couple of pieces of toast and a coffee, an Americano. But anyway, the good news is, the really good news is, I've just had a phone call back from E-Mobile telling me Apple have approved me. However, they want a deposit for the first 6 months of €180. And I was in a little bit of shock about this. This was completely unexpected. It'll come back to me after 6 months. So I said, why? And they said, well, 90% of the people they ask this for, so I guess I'm one of the 90%. So that's it, and my good friend has just arrived to have a cup of coffee with me. So I'll carry on with the saga later. Well, I've been back to E-Mobile, accompanied by a good friend, colleague, Donal Cahillan, and we have stood around while a number of things have been done. The lady there copied 200 or something like that, or 302 contacts off my SIM card on the phone. And there may be some other numbers on the phone itself, and if so, I'll have to copy those over myself. There's apparently some technical problem about access to the internet on the phone at the moment, and their technical people are working on it anyway, and apparently it'll be up to 24 or even 48 hours before that gets sorted. And I had to sign a contract in three places. Sign up for insurance, which was basically €10, €9.99 or something like that, but which I and there's a €30 excess on that, which I didn't think was excessive. So I'm now walking down the street with a bag containing the iPhone, which is still in the box down there somewhere, and I have a temporary number on the phone. And I have a case number with the engineers, so I'm feeling a bit excited, and I thought I was actually going to be given a demo on the phone in the shop, but I don't mind that I didn't, because we were about 40 minutes in there, and we had a good time talking, but it's a big chunk of time to have chewed up. Okay, I'll record more later. Bye bye. It's 12:42. I've now moved on, and I'm sitting myself in the Woodford Bar in the centre of Cork, a place that's meant to have very good Wi-Fi. I haven't found it yet, mind you, today. But I'm starting now to open the box, and I first thing I've opened is, this is the e-mobile thing, and I've got the SIM pack inside, some kind of a plastic card, a new temporary number to use before my number is transferred over, a copy of the contract, welcome and your guide to our services, and another thing which I shall never really read, although I suppose some of you would say I should be reading it first. And it tells me, for example, you do not own the number allocated to you. We can change the number at our discretion, and we will not be liable for any loss or damage, direct or indirect, which may arise from such change. My goodness, that is part of the terms and conditions of the e-mobile contract. So basically they can screw me and I have no recourse. Well, anyway, I thought I had a better situation than that. And then you have the welcome guide, which has got how to get started on bill pay, questions, useful numbers and other services. And it's all in English, so I guess that's going to be easy for me to read. Okay, I'm now moving on to the Apple box. Now, I remember when I first got an iPhone, saying at home that the Apple box looked like it had been... I was certain it was designed by a woman, because it looked like a box in which you'd find a woman's perfume. Or it was absolutely that good. On the side of the box is a thing called iCloud, which... I guess it's just the name of the game these days, and inside is the new phone, which looks altogether like the 4, the iPhone 4, as far as I can see. But I haven't. It's just that somebody I know very well has an iPhone 4. And anyway, I won't bore you with the rest of it. But just to say that the next step of the operation is to sit here. I'm going to have a cup of bowl of soup in a little while before I go and collect my daughter from school. But I'm going to see if I can work this object. I'll record more in a while. Bye-bye. Well, you can hear the sounds of Cork City in the background as I walk away from the Woodford Bar, where I was very disappointed in the non-availability of Wi-Fi, because I wanted to try to connect the iPhone to the Wi-Fi and do things. But I went through every part of the iPhone, all the settings and general, and all the features to try to familiarise myself with it. And I must say that if you've previously used an iPhone, it's a doddle. It really isn't difficult to follow the changes that the iPhone S4S has brought in. The bit that was novel for me was Siri, but I didn't try it out really, and I put that back for later exploration. I think I might have needed to have the internet for that. And the other thing is that I did the camera, and I was trying to get used to the idea of, you know, turning the camera around and being able to do video of myself face on. I have some sort of notion that that'll be a very useful function in future. I'm not quite sure what for, but anyway, that's it may be useful for Skype and stuff like that too. But anyway, that's the situation. Overall, I'm thrilled that I got the 4S in my hands and working in. One morning, I'm not sure what I feared, but I do find dealings with mobile phone companies to be fraught with unnecessary hassle, you know. I mean, given that I've been a customer of three in my life, and that I have a good record and I have never run off with one of their phones, you would think that it would be a simple matter to get all the stuff dealt with, take my... contact details and everything like that off systems that they could have jointly share access to, and all that. And it just is little things like they don't tell you about the insurance up front when, and in fact if I was them I'd include it in the price and say, okay, if you don't want to get it you can opt out of it, but this is the this is the cost you'll have to pay, because basically they shouldn't be letting anybody out the door with a piece of kit worth, I don't know, 500 euros or pounds or dollars or something like that, without saying to them, here, you need insurance. And then the other thing is, what else? Oh, yeah, there's this absurd 190 euro that I have to give E-Mobile for 6 months. Well, this is cash in the bank for them, and I'm saying to myself, look, yeah, great, you get cash, you invested overnight on the money market, and you are and you're making a healthy rate of return from every single customer up front, and I'm going to get the money back, but I'm not going to get it back with any interest. And they would have a massive amount of money if they've got a lot of customers. And I've never been asked for that before from any company. Maybe peculiar to E-Mobile, but it certainly hasn't done them any favours. But it just increases my general suspicion of the entire sector, which quote you, you know, their different packages. And, of course, they can justify it by saying, oh, I'm on a rant now, aren't I? I'm on a rant. I'm sort of going too far, so I'll stop. Because you've all experienced what it's like to deal with mobile phone companies. Now, nothing about the person who I dealt with this morning was anything but pleasant and efficient. It's just, for once, I'd blame the people who designed the systems. Well, I don't really mean for once. But anyway, I have got the iPhone, the new one, and this is the last and end of this series. I suppose I might add an extra one later on to say how long it actually takes to get the new number across, or I've been given a temporary phone number and I think I can actually use the phone, although I haven't tried to do it yet. And there we are. I wish you all the very best from the centre of Cork City. Bye bye. Well, they did it. They transferred me over, and I was terribly impressed that by 14:30, half past two or thereabouts, the two telephone companies had synchronized their activities, and I was able to make a phone call from E-Mobile, and I was not able to make a phone call from O2. In fact, I first discovered that I had been booted off O2. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but I no longer had a connection on O2 before I discovered I had a connection on E-Mobile. So I thought to myself, oh my God, they actually want to get rid of me as fast as they can. So I can be bloody contrary. It's quite silly. There I was, wanting to get off O2 and get onto E-Mobile, and as soon as O2 cut me off, I start feeling that they actually were booting me out. Quite silly. But anyway, there we are. I'm pleased. I'm up and running. I now have a new system on the Apple iPhone 4S, and I just want to say that as far as I'm concerned, the overall it's gone very well, the transfer, and I'm just left with the annoyance that they should take my money and keep it for 6 months and invest it. But otherwise, everything's gone terrifically well. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. Bye.